Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we learn how some artists are taking a new approach to Chinese lantern design. But first, we focus on Thailand and human rights issues in the country. Thailand's military and police have stopped the release of an independent report on human rights. The report examines human rights in Thailand during the first 100 days under military rule. A discussion on the subject was canceled. Organizers feared they would be arrested if they failed to obey a request from military leaders not to hold the event. The meeting was to be held at the Foreign Correspondents Club of Thailand in the Thai capital, Bangkok. But a policeman went to the meeting place and spoke with representatives from three groups: Amnesty International, the Thai Lawyers for Human Rights, and the Cross Cultural Foundation. The policeman said he has a personal copy of the request for each of them. He said the order came from the National Council for Peace and Order. Thailand is currently under martial law. Martial law is control of an area by the military, not the police. Martial law was declared in Thailand on May 20th and is still in effect. There are restrictions on any meetings thought to be political. Freedom of the press has been restricted. So are activities that may be critical of the junta, or military leaders. General Prayut Chan-o-cha is the army chief who ousted Thailand's civilian government. He says the junta will work on security throughout the country. He says martial law needs to remain in effect to guarantee order. General Prayut has chosen the members of Thailand's new legislature. The legislature recently approved the general as the country's official leader, or prime minister. 12 members of his cabinet are active or retired officers of the security forces. Pawani Chumsri is with the organization Thai Lawyers for Human Rights. She says it was wise to honor the request to stop the human rights discussion. She says the groups call canceling the event a violation of their freedom of expression. She adds that citizens should have the right to receive information about human rights in Thailand. She promised the report on human rights would be released in the near future. Some international rights organizations have condemned the detention of politicians, activists, and journalists by the Thai military. Most of those held have been released with warnings after a week or less. However, some of those detained face criminal charges. The junta says it wants to return happiness to the Thai people. General Prayut says he promises to have general elections before the end of 2015. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Chinese lanterns are lighting up the Los Angeles County Fair in Southern California. Visitors can see traditional hanging lanterns from China, but they can also see lanterns made in the shape of animals and famous works of art. These products were created by artists from a Chinese city that is famous for its lanterns. Anne Ball has this report.
At night, visitors to the lantern exhibit pass through red gates and enter a world of light, satin, and steel. These people are surprised at what they saw.
I didn't know what to expect.
This outdoor show at the Los Angeles County Fair is called Luminasia. Lumen comes from the word light, and Asia refers to China. Many visitors expected to see traditional Chinese lanterns. They were surprised to see lanterns in the shape of fish, frogs, and even the Statue of Liberty. Ji Liang organized the exhibit. He is impressed with these works of art.
When I first saw the pictures, I thought to myself, wow, how can this be made? It's very, very fascinating to me.
The unusual lanterns are a specialty from the Chinese city of Zigong. Artists from Zigong are famous for making lanterns. They built each one at the Los Angeles County Fair from beginning to end.
They are trained at a very young age on how to make them.
A team of 49 artists worked for 1 month to build these lanterns. The team included electricians, fabric experts, and metal workers. Song Wei is one of the metal workers. He says he sees the results of his efforts become reality. Everywhere that they finish a job, they feel a sense of satisfaction. It reflects their value, whether it is in China or somewhere else. Song Wei says not many Americans have seen this kind of lantern art. He says it helps publicize Chinese culture around the world and helps other people understand the culture. Jim Henwood is president and chief executive officer of the Los Angeles County Fair Association. He says this presentation is a way for people of different cultures to better understand the Chinese community that lives in Southern California.
How do we bridge the ethnic diversity in a cultural environment that is important and significant here in Southern California?
One answer is Luminasia. Visitors can walk through the outdoor light show and see lantern art from legendary creatures like a dragon and a phoenix. But visitors will also find some of the wonders of the world, such as the Egyptian Sphinx and the Easter Island statues. There are also lanterns for famous places in Los Angeles, such as the huge Hollywood sign. Everyone, including Marvin and Myra Fuentes and their young son, seems to have a favorite.
The big dragon, I think, for myself.
I kind of like the Dodgers stuff. That was kind of cool because it's so big and completely LA.
It seems people of all ages can enjoy this wonderland of lights. I'm Ann Ball.
And that's our program for today. Join us tomorrow for another edition of As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.